Guest on the program today, Boone Mayor John Slight, and good to have you in.
Thank you. Good morning.
It is midst of Super Nationals.
Yes. And busy time out there.
Very busy down on the south side. You get to see it.
I can see it.
A lot of traffic. A lot of traffic.
A lot of dirt.
Well, over over 1,000 pre-registers. New record numbers. And
yeah, I heard. Last I heard was 1,050 cars.
Wow. Pretty
signed
amazing.
Up, and they're running nonstop out there, so it's great.
Yeah, keeps them very busy down on the south side of Boone.
It does.
Let's talk a little bit about, of course, the big news from last week was Fairway announcing headquarters going to relocate.
And right.
I know you in your statement that you put out that day, disappointed.
Absolutely.
Didn't have much of an opportunity.
No, we didn't. It's disappointing. It doesn't change a lot for us, actually, because they're going to keep the building downtown, move some folks from the warehouse area, the offices out there, and bring them downtown. So technically, there could be more people downtown, actually. They're going to do some improvements out at the industrial park site, mm-hmm. their offices out there, their campus. And but disappointing still. No, we were not given an opportunity. I've had numerous people call, why didn't you guys do this? I can tell you this. A few years ago, in discussions with Fairway on some other issues, I mentioned to them, if you're ever interested in doing a headquarters or doing a new building, whatever, let us know. I said, it's important to the city, and that's probably one of the things I would really, really get after and mm-hmm. lay it all out there. But they chose not to select. I mean, we weren't given the opportunity. So no one ever came to us and says, hey, give us a proposal or anything like that. So that did not happen. They chose to move down there, mm-hmm. and if you read the article or watched the news, obviously they're looking at their workforce and different things. And most of the people that work in that building don't live, or some of the executives don't live in Boone anyway. You know, mm-hmm. Norwalk, Huxley, Polk City, those areas. So, and I just think they feel that they need to expand. There's a building available in Johnston that they felt fits their needs, and it's unfortunate, but like I said, we never had the chance. So
keep working with the others that we do have.
Yep. We're still excited. Fairway's still a great partner. These things mm-hmm. happen. It's unfortunate, but we'll still work together. They made a big pitch towards the Wellness Center, if you remember. I mean, they're committed to Boone. So,
sure.
I mean, they've got millions and millions of dollars of investments out in the industrial park area.
Sure.
And they're going to continue to invest out there.
And we've seen a lot of corporate support for other things.
We have.
Locally.
Yep, they have. They've really been
Fieldhouse.
Yeah, and they've done a good job. So.
Well, again, that was unfortunate, and it came up suddenly, I know.
It did.
We continue to go ahead.
Right.
One of the things that last night came up, and the Downtown Boone Committee, which finally did get their written assessment back mm-hmm. from back in April, I think,
right.
is when they had people from Iowa Economic Development
yes.
Authority came through and sat down with them and talked about the Main Street application. Main Street is, as a concept,
right.
is really a lot more involved. And there's a lot of different things that go into it. The focus recently has been on let's do something to help build our resume, I think. And one of those things is to plant some trees downtown.
Correct. So, yeah, Main Street is, you know, obviously we did the folks that worked on it with the chamber and the group they put together, put an application in last time. We did not get selected as a Main Street community. So next year they'll apply again. So the group collectively has decided let's figure out some projects we can look at, take some of that information we've got from the assessment, and one of the things was trees. So a lot of discussion on planting trees downtown. You know, there's been some issues with the existing trees and the sidewalks heaving and those types of things. But the council did go ahead and approve and allow them. They're going to plant, I think it's 28 trees, 27, mm-hmm. 28 trees. And they've got selected locations where they're going to put them. They've got an arborist on board that's helping decide what types of trees, how close to plant them, just a lot of different things. Because one of our big concerns was, okay, we don't want to plant more trees and have the same problems. But I think they've answered that. They've addressed those issues. Some of the council had questions last night, but at the end, they ended up voting, let's go ahead and allow them to plant trees.
It was unanimous by the council to do that. Part of it is, again, when we talked about Main Street before, because one of the things you wanted, and I'm guessing as because you'll be departing and would recommend to future councils, if you're going to participate and support this, you got to have the private side.
Correct.
Continue to do
Everybody's
that.
Everybody's got to be on
and
board.
And they seem to be there, that private side.
I think they are. And in the past, we've had some difficulty getting them there. But I think they're there now. I've always said, you know, you can't always just turn to the city and say, are you going to pay for this and do this and do this? I remind people, these are taxpayer dollars. This is the community's money. So how we select to spend that money is important. And, you know, getting the private sector and the public sector together, and that's one of the things they indicated last night. This checks some of the boxes on the Main Street. It shows that, hey, the private and public can work together. The businesses are on board, and so it's just one of many things. Because I even said, like, okay, so what? How is planting trees going to increase retail sales downtown? Well, it's probably not. It's one of the parts to help. You know, because Boone's
get more people down.
Boone's a tree city, USA. When you come into Boone, I've often hear comments, "Guy, you have a beautiful entrance when you come in," but there's a lot of trees. With trees comes maintenance, and I've fought this years ago with the Johnny Appleseed, which was a wonderful group. They did great work, but I finally said, "Wait a sec, if we're going to keep planting them, we've got to maintain them." And then we got into the ordinance, where the ordinance says that the resident's supposed to trim. So we ended up putting together a maintenance plan and starting to trim a lot of these trees. And they block stop signs. There's just a lot of safety that goes with it, along with the underground damage that trees do. And these are a lot of the trees that we have in Boone are older trees, and they're into our sewer. I mean, I could talk to countless people that have Roto-Rooter, all the plumbing companies here in town come in and pull tree roots out of their system. So, and sidewalks. So that was a big topic downtown. So, but they're going to move forward with it. It looks to me like they have a great plan in place. They've got a lot of people on board to help. So we'll see how it goes.
At least it seemed to be from the council's indication. They wanted a more encompassing.
Right.
You know,
we wanted more than
just a part of it. Let's
take a look.
Long-term maintenance, things like that. So, well, the council also started moving forward on, you did a couple of public hearings, which we knew were coming. And both water, wastewater, we have... hard to believe, because I was thinking back when you were doing this, okay, for the water environment station down at McCo's Park, it's got to be 25?
Got to be.
Got to be about 25 years and at least 20 years on waterworks.
Oh, yes.
So, and I know maintenance has been done, but now there are certain parts of the infrastructure that need to be
fixed. Yeah, so we went ahead and moved forward with... on the water revenue capital loan notes for $140,000, that's engineering expenses. And then when you get into the sewer side of it, it was, what was it,
350.
So these are all expenses that come into play when you're doing. You're right, these plants are old. And this doesn't take into account the maintenance we've done for years, keeping these things up to date. But we've always prioritized, at least since I've been here, take care of what we have. Let's, no different than streets, no different than we have to have a plan in place to try to keep these things maintained.
Let's talk about the street.
Yeah. Okay.
Mostly because we have a pretty sizable paving project, which, as long as Mother Nature has been cooperating now, we're starting to get caught up.
We were
a little behind, but...
had a few change orders early, which we don't like to see, but they were much needed. And so...
South Marion and West Park, folks.
Yep. Yeah. So we'll finally get that done. That has been on the radar for years. And that's going to help develop that whole area out there. And it's much needed. I think I think most would agree, because when you're driving, all of a sudden you hit gravel to a certain part, and then you go widen around and get back on concrete. So it'll be nice to get that done. And I think it'll help open up that area. And obviously there's a development project in play now. And we'll see what happens, but I think it'll be nice.
I think one of the big things in there, because the water, the sewer pretty much there, but storm sewer, that's one of the big parts that's being added. So we'll help out. And that will definitely open up for development, which is one of the ongoing things, because you had that action on your agenda last night to continue to make some changes. So Cating Properties, interested in the 15 acres the city owns back there. And they're talking. I'm talking almost like a another little community within the community.
It is. It's 128 units. It is. It's kind of like a private little development where they take care of the, maintain the streets and do their those things. You know, there'll be a retention pond. We had residents that lived in the area that had some questions. Most of them were very positive, actually, and they just had some questions on, hey, what type of people we're going to have living there? What, who's going to maintain the pond? Who's going to do this? Who's going to do that? And but to remind people, that's it's market value pricing, so it's not it wasn't low to moderate income. But I think it, I think we have a need for it, obviously, after the study came out that showed we have a need for housing and different types of housing.
Yeah. And that's one of the things we touched on before, the kinds of housing, and you kind of reviewed some of that information and the concerns in some areas that what some people were paying for for their residence and for living. It's we got some needs out.
It does. But this also opens up, you know, for maybe that couple that's been in their house for years and they're tired of, you know, hey, I'm tired of taking care of this and doing the mowing and all those things. Well, this gives them an opportunity, the different types of housing where they can maybe relocate. That house comes up for sale, maybe bring someone else into the community. It's all part of the bigger plan to grow this community somewhat.
So, well, we'll keep, keep working on that. So, but let's talk a little bit about the street thing, because the actual, this project on the paving of this street was one of those that you had money saved up for it. And just like you saved up your money on the property over here on the 11th Street, you know, you saved up a couple of years worth of dollars to do it, because people keep saying you don't do enough resurface streets. Well, you only have so many dollars.
We only have so many dollars. So we've done a good job on budgeting, planning ahead. Like when we have our capital improvement plans, those are things that we can't just pay for this now. Fire truck's a perfect example. We saved the money and just wrote a check for that this fire truck, which I'm sure we'll talk about, which is coming up. But that's a free one coming. Yeah. But the last one we bought.
The last one, yeah. You saved up the dollars.
We did. We saved the money, and those are the types of things we try to look at. But we also, there's never enough money, so you try to prioritize what's most important. We still laugh about the West Boone Water Tower. That was on the docket for I don't know how many years. I think it was before I got there. It was on. You know, but we made other improvements, bigger water lines, bigger things to increase that pressure out in that area. But so you try to prioritize, but streets are very costly. I mean, that's one of the most expensive things. So when we can save the money to pay for it, that's what we'd like to do.
Well, that's going forward with this one.
Yeah.
And then I know we'll just see, because you do prioritize, and
we do.
Occasionally we shift things around, but. I think,
And I've had department heads come forward in the past. Hey, I know this has been on the list. I don't necessarily need that this year, but if you could still keep it on there, you know, I could pass on that and maybe move it down a little bit. But it comes down to what's the most important, or what we feel is the most important.
Try to get where we can. A couple of other things, very quickly for you. I know that, the council did, you did change the ordinance speed limit along Corporal Snedden Drive, and that's again a safety measure. The chief asked for that, I think, and so we're like 40, but we haven't quite got all of the Hancock open yet. My understanding.
No, they've and we've had some questions on that. There's a panel that's kind of sunk. They need to replace a panel. Street lights, lighting out there, because it's a safety issue. We want to make sure there's lighting there. And then that, eventually, when those things are complete, that will come to the council, and the council will approve taking over that
Accepting it.
So with that, but back to the speed limit thing, from Mamie Eisenhower to Highway 30 will be 40 all the way through. So where I think it's 55 now to
something like that.
Once you get by the guard area. But with the traffic, we think the traffic will increase dramatically once that road is open. You're going to have a lot of people trying to turn in there. And we want to slow people down, try to avoid any accidents.
So keep working on that. You did have a couple of citizens ask the state auditor's office to do a re-audit the city's finances, 21 fiscal year, I think it was.
Yep.
And the state auditor did send a note back, said kind of reviewed information from there the year before, the year after with the current auditor, again, Houston Seaman, and said no need to.
They came in, looked at things. We got the letter back from them that says there's no reason to redo this. Everything seems to be in line, which I felt very comfortable that it was. That's why we use Houston Seaman. They do all of our accounting and basically go over and they self-audit us anyway, check what they come in every year. So felt very comfortable with that. But I think it was, once in a while you get some residents that question how we're doing business. And even though they don't agree with how we're doing it, doesn't make it illegal or whatever. But I'm pretty sure we know who did it, which is fine. So we're good shape. City's in great shape.
Going forward with that, a couple of other items came up. Of course, we do know that we are going to have, I got agendas for two meetings coming up.
Yeah.
Public meetings, because start contract negotiations. Public Works and the fire department.
This happens every 3 years, roughly. So, they'll have their public meetings. They'll give us their ask, and then we go into negotiations with them. And it's gone very smoothly in the past. Hopefully that stays the same. The unions, I will say, have been pretty, really good to work with. So we'll continue to work with them and see what we can get done.
Speaking of the fire department, the chief's going to Florida.
As for out-of-state travel, the new fire truck that we're getting, this is a fire truck that we had a grant for, and we've got it. So we've got to have someone go there and check it all over and accept it. He's not driving it back.
No.
We did ask that. Part of the deal was when we've got this, they make
Pierce. Yeah, this is the company that
they'll get it delivered to us. But someone's got to go there and accept it and make sure it's right. So
could be seeing that here in pretty short order, which is a good thing then, because Graybaugh's really been putting walls up.
Getting
over
going.
There.
If you haven't been by the fire department, go by, because the new addition is going up and had a few little setbacks, but they're moving full steam ahead. So.
We can get that done.
Yeah.
Looking forward to
that.
Yeah,
that'd be good.
We'll have that. I said, make sure you measured.
Make sure it fits.
We have those. Yeah. I'm sorry.
You're all right. If it doesn't fit, we got a problem. So I'm sure it's going to fit.
Well, no.
I know.
But it was a little bit of a delay there. And for folks that are wondering, the dollars that are being used, obviously the FEMA grant was what was used to acquire the truck
right?
And some of your rescue money that was dedicated towards public safety side actually going into the addition onto.
Yeah, so we were fortunate to have those dollars to use for this, because what happened was we talked about, so we've got this truck free, basically, and nowhere to store it. And the existing portion of the fire department, with the weight of these trucks and structurally, we want to make sure that it's not going to go through the floor. And it's just, it's an older building. And so with this addition, everything's set to go and it'll hold that weight. So
I said they kind of shoehorned the aerial in when we got that.
Yeah, they did.
But working with the older structure, and that is one of the challenges you face.
Yes.
So.
Real quick, keep calling that. I didn't bring the toll-free number. Call that toll-free number if the train is blocking. I've got more people calling now. I hopefully we'll get some traction on this. They're still blocking the tracks. Yesterday morning, I heard they had a semi stuck under the viaduct again. And he went right on through, so I know they had to bring in people and make sure that thing's structurally sound. But keep calling. I know it's, and we keep talking about it. But
how's your effort to get some signage? I know.
Heard was city attorney was talking with their legal team as far as UP, and we were talking about what we can and cannot do. But I want bigger signs with that phone number on it, and I want people calling, and let's put the pressure on them.
All right.
Okay.
Boone Mayor John Slight on our program today. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.